Andrew, I have to take this opportunity to ask you about Russia, because you've covered President Putin and Russia extensively, including the start of the Ukraine war. Do you see any parallels at all between President Putin when he went into Ukraine and Trump's approach to this war in Iran?
Well, it's an interesting question, just because they're the two kind of biggest conflicts we've seen recently on the world stage. You know, the one lesson I think we take away from them is that for all the messaging that comes through, the key thing to watch is when big powers move armies around, that we should take notice. So there is a kind of confluence, which is that we saw the Russians move their armies to the border of Ukraine before the war took place. And despite all the messaging, all the negotiations and discussions, those armies were ultimately used. You know, you could say it's like Chekhov's gun. If it comes out in the first act, it's going to go off in the third or the fifth. In the same way, you know, if we look at the U.S. armies being moved into the Middle East, there wasn't really always a question whether or not they would eventually be used against Iran. The fact that we're seeing Marines being moved there now, the fact that we're seeing airborne troops being moved there.
And you're talking about thousands.
Right. And that's just the beginning, right? If we're compared with the Iraq landing force or the Iraq force, you know, this is much smaller, but this is just the beginning of what would be needed to exert the kind of political control that the Trump administration wants to. I do think there's a difference, though, which is that I think that Vladimir Putin had thought through the Ukraine campaign for a lot longer than Donald Trump had thought through this Iran campaign. He had a very specific, you know, almost insanely specific kind of view of how he would take over Ukraine, how he would eliminate what he would say were anti-Russian elements of Ukrainian society, recreate it. That was almost entirely a kind of political goal from the Russian side. In terms of the U.S. and Iran, I mean, it doesn't seem like there was much of a plan at all. If we look at Donald Trump on the first day of the war going on television and saying, as soon as we're finished bombing, the Iranian people should rise up and should overthrow your dictators. This is the last chance you're going to get. I mean, that was a big tell, that there really wasn't a plan. There wasn't a group of people that were in the waiting. The White House did not know what they were going to do next. And that's a big difference between Russia and the U.S.
Just finally, given we're hearing that Iran might want to give the U.S. and Israel a bloody nose before this is over, that you can teach them a bit of a lesson, they may not want to give up the control of the Strait of Hormuz. With your experience as a correspondent, when do you think this will finally be over?
It's hard to say. I think that both sides are putting up a really strong front. And one thing is that there can be chances for diplomacy, you know, behind closed doors. And it is possible that both sides are trying to say we can keep fighting forever. But that is just a kind of negotiating position. It just feels like the normal rules of geopolitics are not really at play at this point. I mean, this is a conflict that began with an assassination strike on the leader of a foreign country, of Iran, and has decimated successive levels of leadership there. If that doesn't make this an existential conflict for that country's leadership, it's hard to imagine what will. And in that case, do threats like blowing up a power plant really have as much cachet anymore, as much strength? To me, it feels like many people on the Iranian side, particularly in the leadership, think that they're in the fight for their lives. And in that case, it's hard to see this conflict ending right away.
Andrew, on that note, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Thank you, Reggie.
That was Global Affairs correspondent Andrew Roth from Washington, D.C. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert, sound design and mixing by Daniel Simo, and the executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts, including on Spotify. I'm Reggie Ahmed. See you soon.